what they always tell, but he undermines people of their voices.
So, like, what about, did you ever hear any other names or nicknames for the devil or something?
I hear a lot of them say he has a horn, you're going to get them with a pitchfork, but he gets them otherwise.
And what about any other names, like niggas might have used or something? You know, talking about the devil?
Oh, that, they say the devil, and they say he's scary. That's the biggest portion of them I've heard them say. But he's just pure and unconcerned to anybody. He's old Satan himself.
Well, sometimes what do people think they see around a graveyard?
Ghosties. That's what they claim to see, but they may not.
Was any other names for this?
Not as I know of.
Well, what kind of place do they live in?
Oh, a ghost. Well, it's just something that's put there by God or by the old Satan himself.
Well, you know, sometimes if it's an old, lonely house off on a dark road, people...
They say it's got, it's haunted.
So you say it was a what kind of house?
A haunted house.
And if the weather was changing, you might say, well, I better put on a sweater because it's getting... What?
Oh, it's getting cold.
You might say it's getting what? Chilly.
The weather's getting chilly and chilly.
Well, if you had
excuse me for sneezing.
Okay, certainly. If you might say, well, if you have a choice about something, you might say, I'd what do this than that?
I'd rather do this than the other. That's what I'd say.
So would you ever say something like, you better put on a sweater, it's getting...
cold.
But using a word like you used it.
Well, it's
getting
cold and cold, I'd say.
Would you ever say right?
Right cold.
Could you ever say rather or something like that, cold?
Rather cold, you can say it's getting rather cold. And then you scrooge up, you go scrooge up if you're getting cold.
And what do you say to a friend you haven't seen for a long time, you know, to show them how glad you are to see him again?
Well, I tell them I sure am proud to see him.
And if somebody owns a 500 acres of land, how much land would you say that was? That's a what of land?
That's a border of land. What I'd say, that's...
A what?
A border of land. That's when there was a clarinet, you know, that's the way it was clarinet, in border. Like you would. And that mean the acres.
Well, now, would you ever use a right smart of land?
Yeah, you can say there's a right smart of land for you to hold on.
Do you use that very much?
No, I don't ever use it unless I'm going. No, I don't ever use that.
Would you say something that caused a right smart of pain?
Yeah, well, you can say that he's in right smart of pain if he's suffering much in the hospital.
What about money?
Well, you can say that he's in a... I'd say he is in a condition that he needed money.
Well, could you say he had a right smart of money?
Yeah, I'd say he had right smart of money.
Could you say he was in a right smart of trouble?
Well, yes, you can say that too.
What about, could you say he's had a right smart of good luck?
Well, that's all in it, changing around, say it either way.
Could you say it rained a right smart?
Yeah.
Or you could say he had a right smart of bad luck?
Well, we do have a right smart of bad luck. Yeah, you can use that word in several different ways.
Now, if you wanted to say something, you know, stronger than just yes, what would you say?
I'd say yes or no if it was to say yes or no for.
Well, is there any way to say yes stronger than that?
No.